Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you that the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for this hour, ordinarily on Wednesday, we have open lines, but this evening we're not going to do that. We're going to have William H. Kennedy with us, and we're going to be talking about what happened at Boston, at the Boston Marathon, because William lives just a few blocks away from where the attack took place. Now, what do we really know about what happened? Well, we know we're getting an awful lot of information that's designed to confuse us, just exactly as we've seen time after time with certainly terrorist attacks, World Trade Center bombing. I mean, they put out all sorts of confusing things specifically so people couldn't think effectively about what was really going on, but all you need to do is watch Building 7 come down. And if you haven't seen it, you can go up on the internet, just type in Building 7 collapse or World Trade Center, something like that. You'll see what happens, first of all. You see the building, the center of the roof collapses. Why? Well, that's what happens when you take out the central, the supports of the building so that the walls will fall inward. And then, of course, they took out the base of the building and it collapsed, a controlled demolition. And if that was a controlled demolition, then watch the Twin Towers come down. Notice how the top floors of the World Trade Center just sort of vaporize and dissolve as the rest of the building begins to collapse. Why would the top stories start to vaporize, Sydney? Well, because this was a controlled demolition, and they killed those 3,000 people, the World Trade Center and the Pentagon and the planes that went down, almost 3,000, because they needed an excuse to get us into war. And basically, George Bush, when he was called to testify before the 9-1-1 Commission, refused to testify under oath and would only testify if he had Dick Cheney there holding his hand. Why would the President of the United States refuse to testify under oath? Well, it's very simply, he had something to hide. Well, let's get to what we know about what happened at the Boston Marathon. We do know that about a month beforehand, I think it was March 17th, there was a television program was called Family Guy, and there, I've never seen it, but supposedly this fellow, there was a marathon taking place in Boston. This fellow was driving a car. He killed some people driving the car, and then there were two explosions. Not one, but two explosions associated with that. And certainly you can see this. It's the Family Guy on March 17th. Then apparently, simply the day, about 2 days before the marathon, the Squamish people and who they are, but they were people who were having packages handed out to them. And the woman handing out the packages or there kept saying, if you run in the marathon, you'll be killed. If you run in the marathon, you'll be killed. And then, of course, the story of the fact that the police were there in the area, certainly of the bomb. There were bomb-sniffing dogs. And but the police kept telling people, don't worry, this is just a drill. There's nothing to worry about. This was before the bombs went off. And now, of course, WorldNet Daily came out with an article today talking about how they had information coming from the Iranian government and Iranian intelligence agencies saying that Iran was getting back at America. We've been financing terrorism in Iran, and they've killed a lot of people over there. We finance these terrorists, and they've killed the scientists, and they've killed government leaders. And so this was simply a payback by Iran. And basically, of course, it's arranged through Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, so they can't be traced to Iran, but it's really an Iranian reprisal against America. And what do we believe? Well, I think that they're putting a great deal of information out there to confuse us. And we're going to get certainly William H. Kennedy's view of what's going on, because William lived very, very close to where this happened. They were also told there was another bomb, and they found it within an hour and detonated it. How would they find another bomb that hadn't gone off within an hour? There's a lot of unanswered questions we have about what really happened there at the Boston Marathon. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enamel number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House number 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
This is Dr. Stan, and our guest is William Kennedy. And William, of course, lives right very close to Boyle Street, where the explosions took place in Boston. He says he's down there every month a couple of times with a group that are certainly offering aid to homeless people down there. And he points out that, first of all, there was a Family Guy television program. It's been broadcast on March 17th. On Fox, and it's a story about the Boston Marathon. Now, this, remember, is almost 4 weeks before the attack, and there are two bombs that go off, and there's some fellow driving around in a car and running over certainly people in the marathon. But apparently, this Alex Jones had brought up this episode a month beforehand, before the attack, and in this, there were two bombs that went off just short of the finish line. And basically, Fox has taken this down. Alex Jones has been viciously attacked. Now, if you want to see this, William, you can get this to williamhkennedy.com. Williamhkennedy.com. William, if Fox took this down, how can you have it on your website?
Because I have linked to it via Alex Jones's webpage, Infowars.com, and he has kept it up there.
Alex has it, even though Fox has taken it down. Because why, if there's nothing to it, why would they take it down? And that's a big question.
That's the big question, Dr. Stan. They're saying it's a hoax, and they're trying to eradicate it from popular memory immediately, like in George Orwell's 1984. They're trying to throw it down the memory hole. Now, how do you interpret this? Well, number one, no one can interpret it if it's completely removed from the internet and no one sees it. Number two, it could be one of many things. It could be what they call a meme, And that's an idea that evil governments and the powers that be will put out there. They'll put out a particular idea in the general public and hope that some maniac picks up on it and fulfills it. It could be that. It could be another thing, just a message that they are doing this, that they're ultimately behind it. It's a very hard thing to interpret, but as I say, it can't face any scrutiny or interpretation if it is removed from the Internet, which is a very bizarre thing. Seth MacFarlane should be ashamed of himself calling this a hoax. It really isn't. And I just find that this Family Guy episode disturbs me more than anything about this whole thing, because even the guy makes the two phone calls, and after the second phone call and blast, you hear people screaming, and that is identical to what happened on Boylston Street at the finish line of the Boston Marathon.
Well, basically, of course, so basically this is a television program broadcast on Fox. It was on the March 17th. It's called the Family Guy, and you can actually see this on
Cowboy episode.
Right, and basically, then of course, there's another article about some people who actually they were with the Squamish people. I'm not sure what that was all about, but they were getting packages handed out to them. These were people kind of running the marathon, and there was some woman there who kept saying, "If you run in the marathon, you'll be killed. If you're running the marathon, you'll be killed." Now, this was 2 days before the attack. And then, certainly before the attack, as the marathon was underway, a lot of people were there close to the finish line. And suddenly there were bomb-sniffing dogs, and there were a lot of police officers there. And they kept assuring the people, "There's nothing to worry about, ladies and gentlemen. This is just a drill. There's nothing to worry about. It's just a drill. This has been verified from several sources." So what were bomb-sniffing dogs doing close to the finish line, along with a large number of police officers involved in something having to do with a drill, presumably a bombing? After all, that's what bomb-sniffing dogs do, is sniff bombs. And then, of course, we see the terrible, terrible tragedy. And we're told, of course, that we're going to be on top of it, though. These were pressure cooker bombs. These were very, very similar to the ones that are used over by the Taliban and by Al-Qaeda over there in the Middle East. And so, basically, then, of course, just this morning, WorldNet Daily put out an article. And I have the greatest respect for WorldNet Daily. And Joe Fair is doing a great job. But this article basically is supposedly based upon information that was given specifically to WorldNet Daily by someone within Iranian intelligence. And the story is this, that the Iranians were behind this terrorist attack on the United States because America is financing terrorism over there in Iran. And basically, we know that to be true. The terrorists that we've funded over in Iran have killed a lot of people, politicians. And basically, we gave this one terrorist group $400 million, and they've wreaked havoc on the infrastructure of Iran. And Iran is, according to this story, suddenly is getting back, and of course they didn't do it themselves. They hired people from the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and other countries to carry out this terrorist attack on America. They detonated the bomb very close to the finish line, believing that there would be video cameras there, and the cameras of the bomb going off would be seen repeatedly. And then, of course, this would have an impact on the American people. And this is just a prologue to actually a number of other terrorist attacks that are going to take place in the United States, because there are a number of terrorist cells here. They're financed indirectly by the Iranians, but this is just the beginning of the terrorist attack on America. Now, that's the article out of WorldNet Daily. Is it either true, or is this part of an active disinformation program? Because if you go up on the Internet and go to your Google and type in CIA funds Taliban, you'll find the CIA funds the Taliban. If you type in CIA funds Al-Qaeda, you'll find that the CIA funds Pakistani intelligence that funds Al-Qaeda. So we're funding all of these groups. And you go back, certainly 1979, it was the CIA that brought the mullahs to power in Iran in 1979. Nobody ever talks about that. These terrible mullahs, we installed them there, and I'm sure we control them today just exactly as we did back in 1979. Nothing as it appears to be. William, I want your thoughts on what's going on. People got my thoughts many times, but we want to know what you think because, of course, you live very close by there. What are people saying? What do you make of what's going on, other than the fact there's so much information here designed specifically to confuse us?
Well, that's exactly it, Dr. Stan. There's so many things that haven't even been reported in the national press. For example, at 3 o'clock, 10 minutes after the last bomb went off, there was a report that a bomb went off at the JFK Library and Museum, which is at Columbia Point in Dorchester, a few miles away from Boylston Street. Now, first they said there was a bomb at the JFK Library, and then they said they think it was just a Molotov cocktail, and then they said they think that it was just an electrical fire and it was just a coincidence. However, they shut down the University of Massachusetts, which is right next to the JFK Library, for a whole day and cordon off the whole area. From the photographs of the JFK Museum and Library, there is burn marks on the external part of the building, which is inconsistent with an electrical fire. Electrical fires usually burn up and in walls. So this looks like some sort of bomb attack at the JFK Library. Finally, they just wrote it off as an electrical fire and dropped it. So there's another big line of confusion. Today was the most bizarre day of the whole incident. Today, they reported this afternoon at 2 o'clock that they had a suspect arrested, and they reported on CNN that he was a dark-skinned-looking man, okay? Then the FBI came on and said, that's a false report. And a few hours later, they said they had another man arrested who was a white man. Now, on top of all of this, there was some leaked report that they were taking the suspect to the Moakley Federal Courthouse in South Boston. So a bunch of reporters and citizens went down to the Moakley Courthouse to see, you know, if they were going to bring this guy in. And then someone phoned in a bomb threat to the Moakley Courthouse, and they had to evacuate the building and the whole area. I mean, this stuff isn't getting reported in the national press. It's just, it's bedlam in Boston, as they used to say in the wrestling matches here. So the national news media isn't covering half of the things like the JFK Library bombing that occurred just 10 minutes at 3 o'clock, 10 minutes after the last bomb in Copley Square. They're not reporting the fact that they reported other bombs found in Copley Square that they allegedly detonated. They said they didn't exist now. So it's hard to sort through the information from the disinformation.
And basically, you know, I had actually read an article about the bomb there at the JFK Library that actually identified the bomb and that actually detonated that bomb. And this is really within about an hour of the bombs going off close to the finish line. So basically, they're putting out a lot of disinformation, I think intentionally and purposely, to confuse people until they come down with the official party line. And then, of course, certainly Alex Jones had something there about somebody from SEAL Team 3. Now, of course, you remember that SEAL Team 6 was intimately involved with so many of the other things that have been going on, that something the SEAL Team 6 supposedly was involved with this. With the episode of actually capturing or killing Osama bin Laden. Of course, I don't believe that for a minute. I think he'd been dead for many years. I mean, he is a man with incurable disease. He has kidney failure. He's on a dialysis unit. And they want us to believe he's been living in a cave someplace or living in this place where he has to have dialysis. He's lived for 10 years. That doesn't sound right. And then, of course, we know that we have all this about how they killed Osama bin Laden. And then, of course, a whole flock of people from the SEAL Team 6 are on a plane or a helicopter, and the helicopter crashes, and 15, 20 of those members of the SEAL team are dead. a lot of strange things are going on, sort of like what happened to the Branch Davidians. Actually, of course, they sent a SEAL team in there. And, of course, then those fellows, after they had killed the Davidians and killed the 17 little children, they were sent off to Somalia in something called Black Hawk Down. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do unto self. Being free of diseases, free of well. Home for Health.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and William is living in Boston and working with a religious group that helps the homeless. Basically, they are down there a couple of times a month there at Copley Square and Boyle Street, and basically this is quite an affluent area. There are a lot of certainly homeless people who live there, and of course they loved it. They certainly survived by shoplifting, or they did until they installed a whole barricade of cameras. There are cameras cameras every place there. And so basically the homeless people tell William, you don't dare steal anything because if you do, they're going to have your picture and they'll pick you up in just a very, very few minutes. The cameras are being constantly monitored, and they do this all the time. Well, they were doing it that day as well. And not only that, but according to William, there were a number of teams of plainclothes policemen. What's that?
200 of them.
200 plainclothes policemen there in the crowd close to the finish line. And they were there, of course, to pick up pickpockets. And basically, they were watching the pickpockets on the camera. And if somebody got their pocket picked, and these people are very clever, they usually have a team. One person picks the pocket and then immediately passes the wallet on to somebody else. So if they're stopped, they don't have a wallet. Well, basically, of course, they were watching this, and they were actually picking up the pickpockets, but William is pointing out they could find the pickpockets, but they couldn't find these people with the black knapsacks who had the bombs in them. Well, apparently, they have pictures of one of the bombs, and they have a picture of one of the people, but they don't have any idea who it is. Pick up the story, William. This whole story is unfolding. But certainly Alex Jones had some pictures on his website today, and the pictures that he was showing showed people who looked fairly young, and they were white, and they were wearing these black knapsacks. The last thing, could you imagine what would happen if it turned out that some of these people were working for American Special Forces, like the people who went into the Davidian compound and killed the Davidians and killed those 17 little children? If you doubt that, why, we have this wonderful video, Waco, A New Revelation, where you'll actually hear people from the Special Forces talking about that. And you say, that couldn't be true. Well, it is true. We've got the DVD. We've had it for many years, but you'll never hear it talked about in the media. The last thing they want you to know is what really happened at Waco, what really happened at the Oklahoma City bombing, what really happened at the World Trade Center. And I suspect they don't want you to know what really happened there at the Boston Marathon. Go right ahead, William.
Well, Dr. Stan, as I say, my perspective is a little bit different than your average journalist or person covering this sort of thing, simply because of my, you know, I'm 48, and I graduated from Newman Prep in the Back Bay in 1982. And as I say, I've been going over to Copley Square since then and interacting with people from all walks of life there, from, you know, wealthy store owners to homeless people that we help in this church group.
Now, is this Copley Square where the finish line was?
Yes, Copley Square is in Boston, and Boylston Street runs through Copley Square. And this is where the Boston Public Library is the finish line for the Boston Marathon. All these bombs went off across the street from the Boston Public Library and the Lord and Taylor high-end department store. This is also where the Prudential Tower and the John Hancock skyscrapers stand in Boston. Boston's two skyscrapers are in Copley Square. So it's a major center in Boston. And it's called the Back Bay is the entire area. And this is the wealthy, ritzy part of Boston. And as I say, just the amount of camera surveillance and security that is on that area, Boylston Street and the next street over, Newberry Street, Newberry Street is like Rodeo Drive in Los Angeles. That's where all these high-end jewelry stores are, clothing stores. Brooks Brothers, the original Brooks Brothers Tailors is around the corner. So these places have high camera security internally and externally. One of the bombs went off right next to a Walgreens pharmacy on Boylston Street. And I know for a fact, I checked, every Walgreens has a 180-degree camera in front of it in case people, they get robbed for OxyContin, they can, you know, get the information of the getaway car and, well, things like that.
Well, our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is William H. Kennedy, a frequent guest here at Radio Liberty. So if you have any comment, if you have any information, if you have a question for William. But ladies and gentlemen, I think we're going to see an increasing level of chaos and crisis in America. I think this is just the beginning of it, but I think things are going to go downhill fairly rapidly. 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and today our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and you can go to William's website, WilliamHKennedy.com. That's www.WilliamHKennedy.com. And you can see this episode of The Family Guy, March 17th of this year. Today, the Boston Marathon is laid out. There are two bombs that go off. They even have pictures of all the arms and legs that are blown off, as you know. Over 170 people were injured. Three people were killed. But either eight or nine lost a limb, either an arm or a leg. Their lives are devastated. And many of the people, of the 170 to 175 people, are still in the hospital seriously injured. But it is so interesting that on March 17th, Fox broadcast an episode of The Family Guy all about the Boston Marathon, about the two bombs going off, and even had pictures of all of the arms and legs, just exactly as they were in real life. Is that a coincidence? And if it is, why did Fox take down the program and then attack Alex Jones for bringing out the fact? Well, Alex has a lot of information. He's talking about SEAL Team 3, and possibly they might have been involved in this. And people find it very difficult to believe this should be going on. But, of course, if you really ever got the story of the Oklahoma City bombing, well, I would simply point out that Timothy McVeigh, who actually admitted he was involved in this, had told his sister Jennifer that he was actually part of a secret special forces team involved in illegal activity. Then this fact was actually written up in a book called OK Bomb. OK Bomb, published by Jim Keith, who died under very mysterious circumstances, shortly before his publisher died under very mysterious circumstances, shortly before his wife died under very mysterious circumstances. Do you honestly believe that is simply by chance? And then David Hammer, who was in prison with Timothy McVeigh, wrote a book called A Secret Worth Dying For. I got a copy from Amazon. And David Hammer, who wrote this book and said that Timothy McVeigh had told him he was part of a special forces team involved in illegal activity. Certainly, Terry Nichols, a lawyer, I remember, of course, Terry Nichols was the gentleman who was supposedly involved with Timothy McVeigh in building the bombs. And Terry Nichols told his lawyer, who I've talked to, that basically Timothy McVeigh had told him that he was working for a special forces team involved in illegal activity. Is it simply coincidence? Alex Jones this morning had some articles up there suggesting that people from SEAL Team 3, which of course is a division of special forces, were somehow involved in this. We don't know, ladies and gentlemen. This is all conjecture. But most people have never heard what really happened to the Oklahoma City bombing, or certainly when a gentleman, actually a talk show host who I interviewed a number of times, actually played a quotation from one of the people who witnessed the death, the execution of Timothy McVeigh, and of course he was killed by injection. And afterwards she was interviewed and she said, you know, it's the strangest thing. I didn't know you continued breathing after you were dead. And that was the statement she made. Well, of course, this talk show host actually, William Cooper was his name, who I'd interviewed, certainly part of our little fraternity of people on the front lines, he suddenly overstepped bounds. He played that quotation over and over and over again. I didn't know you kept breathing after you were dead. I didn't know you kept breathing after you were dead. And you know what happened to William Cooper? He's not on the air anymore. They sent a SWAT team out and killed him. They said, well, they had to kill him because it killed one of the police officers. We don't know what happened. All we know is what we've been told. And William Cooper, who dared to play that tape over and over again on his program, is no longer with us. Go right ahead, William.
Sure, Dr. Stan. And just for people out there, this is very upsetting and emotionally disturbing. And believe me, for someone who lives right near where this happened, it's even more so. But we have to keep our wits about us, and we have to start to separate the wheat from the chaff. As I said, right after this happened, that idiot Michael Moore came out and blamed the Patriot movement. Okay? There was a few articles today. One article said that they hoped that whoever did this was a white man. I mean, it doesn't matter who did. Whoever is behind this is certainly evil. I don't know if it's factions of the government. If it were a kook or lone or small group, as I say, with the nature of surveillance and the police presence, both undercover and uniform police in that area, and they had a bomb-sniffing dog 1 hour before this went off, with the video surveillance they already had linked in, they only had to look at an hour's worth of footage on Boylston Street to find who did it. And not only that, but they have cameras all over the place. They could have tracked where this person walked away to, all the way to downtown Boston, or what subway stop he went into, or subway station, or however he fled the area. There is enough cameras in that area that they could do this. As I said to you last night when I called you, I'm quite shocked that they didn't catch who did it already, just because of my knowledge of the nature of the surveillance in that area and the amount of police presence that was there. They should have had that whoever did this or a picture of him up on the internet and on the news show so people could identify him. This is what makes me suspect that this is some kind of government psychological operation as was Oklahoma City, as was the World Trade Center. And they did it in Boston, which is a very jingoistic place. I mean, Bostonians think they're superior to everyone else in the world. When you grow up here, they tell you, like, this is the Athens of America and the hub of the universe. So they chose a city to do this where the people would really take it harshly and really believe whatever the government tells them, just out of civic pride and city pride, not even national pride now, city-state pride, which is a very different thing. That's why people from Boston and New York don't get along, because people from Boston think they're superior. I'm from here, I know. So they picked a place where the local population is more likely to give into the government explanation, which at this point, if they don't have a suspect by now in custody or his photograph in the news and on the internet to be identified, I don't know what's going on.
Well, I would suggest anybody goes to Sydney Alex Jones. He has several articles today, and a lot of those articles are pictures. How he got them, I don't know. But there are people wearing black jackets, and what do they have? They're wearing a black, certainly a knapsack on their back, the sort that the pressure cooker was in. And so that's Alex Jones. We have these articles. You can get them on Alex Jones' website. Go there, look at the pictures. Maybe you'll recognize the person. I said, how can he have those pictures and the federal government doesn't have them? Let's go to Dave, who's calling us from Tri-Cities. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I don't think, though, that you can understand anything going on today unless you understand history. How many people were killed at the World Trade Center? Well, we know that at the Twin Towers, over 1,000 bodies have never been recovered. How could those 1,000 bodies have disappeared? And check this out. Please don't take anything I say for granted. Don't believe what I say, because I can make mistakes. But basically go up on the internet and just type in 1,000 bodies, people killed, World Trade Center, bodies never recovered. Then you'll find it's true. Well, basically, those bodies were vaporized. How do you vaporize bodies if this was simply a collapse, a pancake collapse, floor after floor, simply collapsing? Well, you don't, ladies and gentlemen. This was a controlled demolition. They killed all those people. If you doubt that, please go to, up on the internet and type in Building Number 7, World Trade Center. And watch that building come down. You'll see how they take out, and you watch the building. The building has, the roof is flat on the top, and suddenly the center of the roof begins to cave in. Watch that. Well, that's when they take out the central columns so that the walls will fall inward. And then, of course, after they begin to collapse the center of the roof, they take out the base of the building. It's a typical controlled demolition. You may not want to believe that. You may want to say, I don't believe anything that horrible could be, that they would kill almost 3,000 people just so we could go to war. But that's exactly what they did. They left the men there at Pearl Harbor. Almost 3,000 died that day. They knew the attack was coming. They knew where the Japanese ships were. The Admiral Kimmel tried to put the battleships to sea, and they wouldn't let him. They left those boys there to die so we could get into a war with Japan and then into a war with Germany. And all during the Second World War, American corporations and American banks financed Adolf Hitler. If you doubt that, you need to get the book America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus and our 4-CD set, The War Against the Jews. And then Operation Paperclip. Look it up. You'll find we brought the Nazi war criminals to America. Ratline, R-A-T. You'll find out we helped 10 to 30,000 Nazi war criminals escape to South America. Get the book Grey Wolf. That's what happened to Adolf Hitler. And if you've never heard these things before, you say that couldn't be true. Well, we'll start. Keep listening to our program. Well, let's go to Dave calling from Tri-Cities. Hi, Dave. Question or comment?
Comment.
Go right ahead. Don't be bashful.
Okay. Well, I heard on, I believe it was NBC this morning, Matt Lauer was interviewing somebody, and they were saying, that we've got security cameras and stuff, but I think we need more security cameras. And I think what they're trying to do is they're just trying to cause everybody to get so scared in the United States that everybody's just going to give up everything just so that we can be protected by Big Brother. And I think that's how they're going to be taken over.
Any person willing to give up any bit of their personal liberty for security is entitled to neither liberty nor security and will eventually lose both. You're absolutely right, Dave. Anything else you want to say?
Nope. I think, you know, you guys are right on target, and I think it's just a matter of time before they're going to take over. And
No, they've already taken over, Dave. They took over a long time. Have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness? If you
haven't, but I got a friend who has it.
Okay, fine. You get it, you borrow it, and you read it through. And I hope that you'll understand that an understanding of the forces that shape the events of the 20th century is predicated not upon facts to be learned, but rather upon secrets to be discovered. God bless. Thanks so much for calling.
God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, fine. And let's go to Joe calling from Galveston, Texas. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. William, what do you think about what Dave from Tri-Cities was saying before we get to Joe?
Well, I would agree with him. And the only thing I can say, as far as Copley Square and Boylston Street goes, you couldn't ask for any more surveillance cameras by the government anyway. So why they didn't get these guys right away? And one other quick thing, the National Guard, the Federal Army, quickly took over every subway station in Boston within a half hour, and they still couldn't catch these guys. But we'll go on to the next caller.
Okay, let's go to Joe calling us from Galveston. Hi, Joe. How are we doing?
This is Paul from Galveston.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, basically, okay. Herman, that was Paul from Galveston. Go right ahead.
Yeah, that's okay. Dr. Stan, I just want to bring up how the media is controlled. I'm watching the news tonight here, and there's a little town called West Texas. And you talked about Timothy McVeigh. In West Texas, there is a ammonium nitrate plant that blew today, and it was not on the news at all. It leveled a town and probably killed thousands of people, and you probably never heard of that.
Haven't heard of it at all.
On our news here locally, that's all that's been on. I put the local news on tonight, and they didn't cover the weather or anything. It's about there were firemen arrived to put the fire out. It was a big fire, and it blew. And you know what ammonium nitrate does?
Well, basically, how many people do you think were injured there?
I have no idea. They're saying that it is the biggest, event of first responders ever in Texas.
Well, but you have to understand, the media is tightly controlled. We have a wonderful book written by a radical leftist, but his book is actually, I think it's a great book. It's called The New Media Monopoly. And he points out that six major corporations control the media. Of course, he thinks the right wing, because he's a leftist, and the right wing thinks the left controls the media, the left thinks the right controls the media, and they're all wrong. The Brotherhood of Darkness and the Trilateral Commission control the media and largely shape and determine what the American people hear and see, and ultimately what they believe. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
You know, Dr. Stan, I just wanted to stress how big this is.
Okay, and what's the name of the town?
It's called West Texas.
West Texas.
You pull it up on the internet, and you will see it's devastating.
All right, God bless you. Thanks very much, and try to get people to understand the media is controlled. If they can control the media, they can control everything. God bless. Thanks so much.
Right. God bless you.
Let's go to Dave calling from upstate New York. Hi, Dave. You have a question or comment?
Yeah, I have a quick question. I might be drawing some parallels here. Back when Hitler was coming into power, do you remember the stormtroopers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Were they classified or considered as special forces?
Well, more or less, yeah. I would say that they were like a special force. They were not certainly the regular army. They were a special division of the army totally dedicated to Adolf Hitler, who was financed and actually encouraged and by people right here in the United States, and he didn't die in the bunker. He escaped to South America, where he lived until 1962, and I talked to a man who actually wrote a book called Gray Wolf, which we carry, who actually went to South America along with his partner, and he went down there, and they talked to the people who took care of Hitler, who knew him, who befriended him when he was living in South America prior to 1962. And if that's true, how could they conceal that? But that's what it's really all about. Yes, in answer to your question, as far as I'm concerned, the SS were very comparable to our special forces today. William, what would you say? Would you agree with that?
Oh, definitely so. The Waffen-SS and the Stormtroopers were Hitler's personal bodyguards, and they were financed and based themselves partially on the United States Marine Corps that few people realize. So, yeah, I mean, there's close links there. The fact that Hitler may have survived is interesting because he did not go off the FBI's wanted list till 1958. So J. Edgar Hoover certainly thought he was still alive, as did Dwight Eisenhower. So this, as did Joseph Stalin. So it's pretty confirmed. It's doubtful that he died in the bunker.
Anything else, Dave?
Yeah, just quickly, I had gone to the library about a couple weeks ago, and I was reading this history book on the Nazi Party. And here's a quote. This is a food for thought. And this is a quote out of the book that I was reading. The Stormtroopers' acts of violence and intimidation played a vital role in Hitler's rise to power. You see the parallel?
Absolutely, and I think you're absolutely right. God bless you, Dave. Get
okay,
those people
you.
In upstate New York listening to Radio Liberty and to Alex and to Joyce, will you? God bless. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do unto self. Being free of disease is real well. Home for Health.
There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and William is simply talking about how President Obama has now stated that he is not going to abide by the decision of the Senate. He's going to use executive power to disarm the American people, and he's beginning to sound more and more like a dictator, and which, of course, is exactly what is intended to be. Remember, Barack Obama, ladies and gentlemen, is not the man who leads the United States. He does what he is told to do. He was put into power by the Trilateral Commission. When he took power, 11 of the members of the Trilateral Commission were his closest advisors. And remember, there's never been more than 80 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, and some of those are Canadian and some are Mexican. Basically, Obama is in power because they put him in power. Do not be simply misled by this idea that Barack Obama is our enemy. The enemy, of course, is the members of the Secret Society, who have a logo. And if you haven't seen it, go to trilateral.org, and look at the logo of the Trilateral Commission. In the center of it is an upside-down broken cross, a symbol that long antedated the crucifixion of our Lord. It is the emblem of the ancient mystery religions. Go to my website, radioliberty.com. There's a section there on symbols and logos, and understand what we're really up against. Powerful demonic forces working at the highest levels of our government. Anything else, William? I've got to let you go. We're almost out of time. Parting thought?
Just as I say, get the information out there. Keep the faith. Go to williamhkennedy.com, infowars.com. They can control what we see, but they can't control our minds. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to say these things. And God bless you, Dr. Stan, and all of the Radio Liberty listeners.
God bless you too, William. God bless. Thanks so much. Okay, well, that was William Kennedy. I hope you enjoyed it. This is the time I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us financially, join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or support us, or get our products, or certainly do anything you can. And if you're not in a position to help us financially, then we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our staff and for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Remember, of course, you can listen to our program on the internet at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And we are due 5 hours a day, 4 hours a day is archived at radioliberty.com. And certainly then we ask you to encourage others to listen to our programs, and certainly to get our DVDs. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. And certainly that's Brotherhood of Darkness. And for those of you who are waiting for your cases, they promised that it would be shipped tomorrow. I just hope and pray that's what's going to happen. But then, of course, if you need to get my talk, certainly on Agenda 21, the covert plan, population control, the covert agenda, the world revolution, where you'll see my interview with with Earl T. Smith, ambassador to Cuba, at the time that we installed Fidel Castro. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the United States installed Fidel Castro. He didn't win the revolution. He didn't have the support of the Cuban people. We installed him there, where he probably killed 5,000 or 6,000 people, many of them with his own hands. And then, of course, if you don't believe he's very close to the establishment, you need to get David Rockefeller's memoirs, which you can get from us as well, where David tells you how his daughters go down to visit with Fidel, and how Fidel comes up to visit with David. And then, of course, David Rockefeller on page 405 tells about the secret society he belongs to that's working against the best interests of the United States, suddenly working to bring about a more integrated global and economic and political structure, and how proud he is to be part of this subversive element. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders, our ministers. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. For we're on the front lines of this battle for the survival of Christian civilization.
Ooh, a land that's free.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, hopefully they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom. If Melody wasn't feeling well, took a nap, and hopefully she's with us right now. Hi, Melody.
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Well, how do you feel? Did you get a nap?
No.
All right,
there's
fine.
There's too much going on.
Well, I tell you, there is so much going on. I want you to tell our listeners what you make of what's going into the price of gold. Is this just a gold bubble, a precious metal bubble that has burst, or is this all manipulated, a prelude to some very serious financial problems coming down the line? Let's get your view on what's going on. This is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Go right ahead, Melody.
Well, I really believe it was the second part of your comments there. We certainly do have problems, and if it ever was so obvious that it was a manipulated takedown, I think it just becomes more and more obvious every day. And I know it's hard maybe for some folks who aren't as that involved in gold to believe that they could possibly do that, but they can. It's a small market. It is easily manipulated. And we can't forget that on Thursday of last week, there was a whole list of bankers that met at the White House early Thursday morning, and again, then we saw the takedown begin on Friday. So I definitely do believe that there's a correlation between the two, as you have, you know, some very big power in these markets moving the prices down. And then once you start having the selling start, then you have all these margin calls that come into place. Once those margin calls begin to kick in, you have even more selling. And it is a snowball effect. It just continues to go, and the snowballs get bigger and bigger and bigger. I don't think we're out of the woods yet. You have expirations. I believe they expire sometime next week. I don't have the exact date. So we could still see pressure on gold until those expirations day is over. But you have to know, folks, that these guys are making money all the way down, and they're going to make it. Then they'll go long after it's down. Then they'll go long, and they'll make money back up. And I definitely do believe they manipulated it. And we're seeing a disconnect between the paper market and the physical market. Physical prices, physical gold products, coins, there's premiums on. You can't get silver. It's very difficult to find silver.
You mean right now, of course, you're in the gold and silver market, and basically the price of silver has dropped, and people are supposedly frantically selling, but you can't buy silver. How could that possibly be? Or unless everything is an illusion and a delusion.
Yeah, but you're right. I mean, there's no one selling. I haven't had one seller, and I never thought, I mean, as many years as I've been doing this, I didn't think we'd have product problem with the drop in prices, because usually when you have a big drop like this, you do have people who sell. The weak hands throw their hands up and they get out of the market. We don't have any of that happening. I haven't had one seller since this started taking place last week, and really gold has been a little soft for the 1st of April, but no sellers. And product is very difficult to find because of demand, people wanting to take advantage of the lower prices. And it's not there to be had.
And ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that if you and I or anybody else went out and manipulated the market, we'd be in trouble. It was on Friday of last week that somebody put up 500 tons of gold for sale. They sold, ladies and gentlemen, the whole holdings of the American government theoretically are 8,000 tons, and they put up 500 tons at one time. They don't have 500 tons of gold. Basically, it's all a paper transaction. And it is to manipulate the markets. It's illegal, but that doesn't matter. Basically, of course, these people, it's not that the government controls the banks. The banks control the government. There are six major banks, and they control our government. They have for a long time. That's J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo. Well, Melody, you go right ahead.
And those are exactly the ones who met with us in the White House last Thursday. You had Goldman Sachs, Deutsche Bank, and, of course, those were the two ones that came out last week and said, hey, it's time to short gold. They're the ones that came out and said it. You had the Citigroup, JP, UBS, I mean, all of them, Morgan Stanley, Bank of New York, Mellon, you had Fidelity, you had MetLife, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, all the banks. You had all the banks in there meeting with the White House hours before it happened. So, yes, definitely a controlled manipulation to bring the price of gold down.
And I think it's so hard, Melody, for the average person to really believe that this is all an illusion. But suddenly you go to the market and you want to sell to buy gold, and you can't. I mean, basically, is all various types of gold available, or only a few limited types of gold available at these ridiculously low prices?
We don't have so much a problem with gold. That is still readily available. It's just the silver, and I think why we had problems with silver because it was tight going into this scenario. There wasn't any 90%, so everybody was relying and selling silver eagles, and then the silver eagles had started to get a little backlog about 2 weeks ago. They were getting tight in the market, and then when we had this drop beginning on Friday, it just took everything else out. I was still selling them Monday morning, or was it yesterday morning? I was still selling them, and then they finally took them off the shelf. And I won't lock in prices until I know absolutely they can be delivered. And what happens is the U.S. Treasury comes out on Mondays, and another reason that it there wasn't any, I guess it was Monday they stopped selling silver eagles. So the U.S. Treasury comes out on Mondays, and they offer to a group of direct buyers what they have available. The direct buyers will tell them how many they need, and then they fix the price on Tuesday. So I'm sure they didn't want to ride the price from Monday to Tuesday, but in the meantime, all the other product was off the shelf, and now everybody is just trying to make sure that we're not quite sure what the Treasury will bring out next Monday to know what the allotments are. So it's kind of in a hold. I've seen prices for silver eagles, and I wouldn't pay that price for silver eagles. I've seen dealers offering $30 plus for silver eagles, and it's like, I don't know why anybody would pay $30+ for a silver eagle when spot's at 23. It's a lot of premium. They could
hold
be
that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Melody simply saying that right now with silver down $23 an ounce, well, you can buy a silver eagle for over $30 an ounce. So, and the price is just out of all proportion, and certainly the supplies of silver products have dried up simply in the last 24 hours. You can still buy gold, apparently. The people who are certainly have gold are offering it now. Why would they be selling it? I don't understand. If I was a major dealer, why would I be selling my gold now at these ridiculous prices when we know the price is going to go up in the future? I'm not sure why are they making the gold available at these ridiculously low prices, because as both you and I know, this is all artificial. It's all as phony as a $3 bill.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, they let a lot of this, you know, they came out the report that Cyprus was going to be dumping some of their gold in order to get. Why would you tell people that you're going to sell your gold prior to doing it? I mean, the whole array of excuses that came out for the drop in gold, other than the true reasons, you know, have all been absurd, and they certainly put a lot of pressure and people aren't falling for it. I have never seen, watching CNBC in the morning, the financial news program. I'm just amazed at the way they talk about gold. I'm not shocked. I'm shocked that they're allowed to get away with how they have promoted and talked about gold these past several days. I shouldn't be surprised, because they're all against gold, because they're all for paper. And anything against paper that they don't like, and they will talk down about it. But it's still shocking to hear them talk about gold, and it's true they don't understand it. They laugh about it. They laugh about it going down to these levels.
Well, they're going to say this is a bubble, you know. We've just been waiting for this whole thing to collapse. Ladies and gentlemen, basically the central banks are buying gold throughout the world. They're frantically buying gold because they want something behind the value of their currency. Because the central bankers understand this whole house of cards is going to come down, and they want something to protect themselves. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you have a question or comment for our guest, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that if you and I were to do anything, even vaguely like manipulating the stock market, they would come after us, put us in prison, take everything we have. They have a federal government program, though. It's called the Plunge Protection Team. The Plunge Protection Team manipulates the stock market. That's their specific purpose. They were created during the Reagan administration for extreme emergency conditions, but they don't use it in emergency conditions. They use it all the time. They're artificially running up certainly the stocks. Certainly, many of our corporations are not making a great deal of money. The relationship between price and earnings is about 15.5. It should be down to 9 to 10. Most of our stocks are dramatically overpriced. And at the present time, the way they're going, they're going to be even more overpriced. But this is all a matter of manipulation. They're manipulating the price of gold. They're manipulating the price of copper, of silver. They're manipulating the stock markets. They're manipulating the gold mining stocks. And they've already taken a real hit. And basically, these things would all be wonderful buys, but most these people don't have the money just to jump into the market at this time. But if you ever do get into the market, get in and certainly use stops and do not go on margin. Never go on margin because they can wipe you out so readily. And you need to know how to put stops. You should not be in this market unless you're an expert on it. Otherwise, you're just going to get wiped out. And they're going to take your life savings. I've seen this happen to so many of my friends. And it will happen to you too, ladies and gentlemen, if you get into a market you do not understand. They know how to manipulate you. And I've seen this happen to some of my doctor friends who thought they were excellent doctors. They were very smart people. But they didn't understand the stock market, and they allowed greed to get in the way, and that destroyed them. All our numbers, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest, Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Melody, what should people be doing at this time?
Well, I think they need to be sensible and take stock of what they have. And if you have a large amount of money you want to put into gold, you can use this as the perfect type of a market where you can cost average. You can go in, you can break up your order, because we still have to concentrate on the fundamentals, and they haven't changed. Our economy is not getting better. The world markets are not getting better. Our currencies are not getting better. It's all a big manipulation. So if you have those dollars and you want to get it into gold, this is a great time to do a little cost averaging on your purchases. You can make a buy at the lower price. If it dips, then you can go back in and buy it at the lower price. If it does go up and stay up, well, then you can buy at that little bit higher price, but you'll still have an overall lower price that you paid as your cost averaging. So it's a perfect time to do it in a market like this. But stick to the fundamentals and understand why you're buying gold. You're not buying gold so you're going to get wealthy on it. You're buying gold to preserve your purchasing power. You're buying the insurance policy for your wealth. And yes, I do believe we'll fare very well as price rises, but I don't buy gold for that reason. By protecting your purchasing power, that is what will make you wealthy. So I still believe it's when you buy gold and silver and you accumulate, you can't so much concentrate on the price. You have to, because it's a long-term investment. But cost averaging is certainly a good way to handle it in this type of a market.
Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Melody, how can people get in touch with you and your organization?
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Our website is dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And it really does amaze me that we haven't had any sellers at all. We haven't had any panic sellers. I had one call, but he was concerned when it dropped from 1,800 to 1,700. He didn't sell then, and he still hasn't sold. So the record for the past pretty much week has been no sellers whatsoever, and it's been extremely busy.
And I think that that is just a sign that fortunately a lot of people, at least those people who are in gold and silver, understand that this is all a metal game. And this is an idea, effort to panic them, and fortunately they're not panicking. So basically, where did gold finish off today?
Well, the aftermarket doesn't look real good for gold. It's down a little bit, but we were up a few bucks, about $8 at 13. About 1377, 1378, around that level. But I looked at the aftermarket, and it has pressure on it. So,
And ladies and gentlemen, they play these games. These are illegal, but of course the central banks, the six central banks, own, actually I should say the six banks here in the United States, they're not the central bank. The central bank is a privately owned a banking system. It's called the Federal Reserve, but it is really a privately owned bank run by very, very wealthy and powerful people, and they're the ones who really run our government. It's certainly not that the banks, certainly that the government regulates the banks. After all, they will tell you, these banks are too large to fail. We couldn't let them fail. Even when they're involved in illegal activity, we can't do anything about it because they're just too big to fail, too big to punish. Oh, occasionally they get $1 billion or $2 billion or a little slap on the wrist. But it's all certainly make-believe because banks can create money out of nothing. It's the most wonderful system in the world. You just create money. You basically can lend out up to 10 times of what you have on deposit. And then, of course, you get more deposits in. You can lay out 10 times of that. The six major banks we've named, and that's J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo, they control 69%, almost 70% of all the financial assets in the United States, and the other 5,800 banks control the other 30-31%. This is the reality of what's really going on today. And you think you have free markets, you think you have free banking. No, ladies and gentlemen, you have a ruling elite that largely determines the course of our nation. Well, basically, our guest this evening, Melody Cederstrom, we're talking certainly about the gold and silver market and the fact that this is totally manipulated. This is obviously something we've been expecting for a long time. This rundown, and after, of course, we get through this, I think this is going to be a long bull market. I think that the whole world monetary system is beginning to fall apart. Certainly, the Chinese economy is contracting. The European economy is contracting. The only country that's doing halfway serviceable or halfway profitable in Europe today is Germany, but certainly France is having real problems. Italy is having problems. Spain, Portugal, Greece, Corsica, we know the problems they're having. But understand, certainly the second, third, and fourth largest countries in Europe, they're all having financial problems. They've all certainly set up welfare systems that they can't afford, just like we have. Here in the United States, of course, we're having a real problem. Certainly our industries are working, but they're laying off more and more people. And some of our corporations are making some money. Some are losing great deals of money. And, of course, the only reason that American corporations are making any money at all is they're producing over in China and in other countries so they don't have to pay our labor costs. They're keeping their money overseas, and they're not investing it in new industries or in new research. They're just holding it offshore in banking systems. It's going to be interesting to see what happens if some of those banks get into trouble. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question, you have a comment. We are living in the most perilous times for our banking system and for your future and for your parents' future.
from the mountains, through the prairie, through the ocean, white with gold. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America.
Don't be late.
No.
White with gold. God bless America. My home. Sweet.
Right, Pop? Right, son. Makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom.
Hello, Sam.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, darling.
Yes, son?
Brand new, first time in the air.
Brand new, my eye. You know, I threw that song out of Yip Yip Yap Hank 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening, Melody Cedarstrom. My telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But what you must understand is, contrary to everything you've been told, the whole world monetary system is based upon gold. If you read our Constitution, our money was to be based upon gold and silver. And basically, of course, the central banks throughout the world are frantically buying gold. How much gold does the United States have? Well, we're told we have 8,000 ounces, but the Treasury would not allow that to be audited. And Congressman Ron Paul had tried for many years, under every method and excuse he could, to get the audit of the gold holdings of the United States, and our government steadfastly refused to do it. Now, recently, Germany has said that, look, America's holding 300 ounces, 300 ounces of gold, 3 million ounces of gold, I'm sorry. Maybe you know the figure. Anyway, we're holding a lot of gold for Germany, and they wanted to get it back. I think it was 3 tons of gold, something like that. No. Do you recall that, Melody?
I think it's 300 tons. I don't know how many ounces.
Okay, 300 tons. That's right. We're holding supposedly 8 tons. So we were holding 300 tons of gold for Germany. And we wouldn't give it to them. We told them it would take 7 years before they could get their gold. If we had the gold, why would we put that off 7 years? Germany is trying to get their gold repatriated. France is holding some. The United States is holding some. And they're asking for it back, and they're having a very difficult time getting it from London, from the United States, and from France. So obviously, they're very real questions. We know that Venezuela has been repatriating their gold. The Netherlands has been trying to get their gold back. Countries throughout the world are trying to get their hands on gold so that there'll be something behind their currency when this whole paper system comes crashing down. And if you are suddenly in bonds, if you are suddenly in a pension fund, if you have your money deposited in the bank, anything, of course, that is related to paper money, when that crashes, and believe me, we have trillions of dozens of trillions of dollars of paper money out all throughout the world, and there's nothing behind it. And when there comes a frantic effort to get out of the American dollar, and other countries are dumping our dollars, our money could very, very quickly become totally without value. Make your preparations right now, ladies and gentlemen. Don't put it off. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question for Melody. Melody, once again, I want you to tell our listeners your telephone number, your website, and why they should get in touch with you, what they will happen if they do get in touch with you.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Our website is dgscoins.com. DGScoins.com. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter along with listening to our radio programs that we do each day at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. You can listen to them live from the website, and we also do the archive for you for any ones that you might have missed. So they can do that. And I think why they need to call Discount Gold and Silver Trading is because of the markets that we're in. I mean, we provide a service to our clients that a lot of my other competitors don't. And we'll tell you the truth. We'll tell you what a good buy is and what it is when what isn't. I could sell Silver Eagles if I wanted to, but why would people want to pay $30? I'm not going to, you know, make and sell Silver Eagles just so I can make an extra $4 a coin from a regular market when most likely next week the premiums will probably be down, or even 2 weeks. And maybe the price of silver will be the same. So I view the markets, and I read through what is through the hype and through everything that is going on in the markets, and that's very important when a client is trying to make an informed decision. We want your dollars to go the first as far as possible. You need to get as much gold and silver for your dollars. We do have silver products available. We have Morgan silver dollars available. The premiums of those have held up very well. The premiums, the price of those coins didn't drop like the silver price did. So because they're not mass produced anymore, they have a supply and demand factor. And when the Silver Eagles were taken off the market, they were the only about one of the few items you could purchase other than bars. So it kept that premium at a very good level. It really only dropped about $2 versus what we've seen in silver. So very good trade. We also have 40% silver is available. And you can get that for, you know, very little over spot price. Yes, it's not the best. They're Kennedy half dollars, and you do get more coinage for the amount of silver that you have in the item. Well,
hold that thought. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairie to the ocean white with gold. God bless America, my home sweet. God bless America.
way.
No.
Wide with hope. God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop? Right, son. Kind of makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening, Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295. And we've got Bruce calling from Durant, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. You have a question or comment?
Yeah, I was glad to hear you talk about Germany there. I was reading a prophecy magazine. I don't know if you've ever read it, the Philadelphia Trumpet. I don't agree with everything they say, but they've got this paranoia that Germany will rise again. And they were talking about that, the tons of gold that America and its allies still hold of German gold. And I wonder, are the English and American bankers strong enough to manipulate the price of gold? And would they do it to make it less attractive for Germany to try to retrieve it? Oh, yeah, and another question. Why did Germany ever give all their gold to us? Why did they keep it?
All right, Melody, how would you respond to Bruce's questions? Two questions. First of all, basically, why did Germany give all their gold to us? And certainly the second one would be, certainly, why can't they get it back again?
Well, I guess I really don't know the answer to
Germany. I think the reason that we held over from the Second World War,
exactly.
I think we stole their war.
Exactly.
Gold after the Second World War, England took some, we took some, France took some, and we've been holding it for them ever since then, supposedly just to keep it safe. Well, they want it back again, and basically despite the fact that we occupy, American troops occupy Germany today, we have over 45,000 American troops permanently stationed in England to keep, pardon me, permanently stationed in Germany to keep the Germans in line. Just as the same as we have over 35,000 troops permanently stationed in Japan. We have 25,000 troops permanently stationed in South Korea. We have 11,000 troops permanently stationed in both England and Italy. We control all of those countries. But nobody's ever going to tell the American people that. Oh, we're there defending ourselves against, well, maybe Osama bin Laden. Maybe that's why we have our troops there. We're defending ourselves against the wicked communists we financed from their inception. No, ladies and gentlemen, we occupy these countries so we can control them. But now Germany wants to get their gold back, and they should be entitled to it, and we won't give it back to them. And I think the figure is 300 tons of German gold we're holding. And basically we say, well, you'll be able to get it back in about 7 years. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, do our bankers, British and American bankers, do they have the power to manipulate gold to make it look unattractive to Germany and others who might want it?
All right, Melody, does our banking system have the ability, or our bankers have the ability, to manipulate the price of gold?
Well, absolutely have the ability. They have the ability through the banks that we had mentioned earlier in the program. I'm not so sure a lower price would discourage Germany from wanting to have their gold back. It could be a way to drop the price lower so the U.S. can go in and buy more gold at a lower price so they could provide it to Germany. But I don't think it would dissuade Germany from not wanting their gold. You know, there's a lot of pressure. Supposedly, there might be some pressure, and or the theory was, or the comments was, that a lot of these European countries, the Eurozone, would be selling some of their gold in order to pay, you know, to get some loans from the IMF to keep their countries going. But Germany is the only one that's doing any bit of business over there. So, and that's beginning to slide off. So I don't think they would be affected or persuaded to do selling any of their gold at this immediately.
And I think that's absolutely right. You asked about if the banks could actually manipulate the price of gold. They not only could, they did. Basically, it was J.P. Morgan Chase that sold 500 tons of gold. It was last Friday, I think it was. They sold this. They don't have the gold. They simply a paper transfer. They said they sold it. And basically, that's what drove the price down. It's totally manipulation.
Like playing poker, huh? Somebody's got a poker face about what they actually have in their hand.
Right. Basically, and this is illegal, but then, of course, since they control the government, nobody is going to go after them. They call this naked shorting. Basically, you sell short, but you're supposed to have the product or know that you can get your hands on it. J.P. Morgan doesn't have 500 tons of gold, and they have no way of getting their hands on it. It's all simply manipulation and creating fear, and they've wiped out so many people who are in the market. And, Chris, if you're playing the commodity market, you're highly leveraged. You're probably close to 8 to 10 to 1. And if the market turns against you and you don't have a sell order there to cover yourself, why, you can certainly lose your shirt and your home and your family and your life savings. Never go into the commodity market. I've done it. And I can speak from personal experience. Don't do it. Go right ahead, Mel.
Yeah, one other question here. I asked Mr. Corbett the other day about the disparity in the ratio of silver to gold. Traditionally, from what I've read and others have told me, I think it's like 16 to 1, somewhere between 15 and 20 to 1, the price of gold to the price of silver. Why is there a great disparity? And does Melody think gold will go under 900, or let's say 1,000? Does she think it will go under 1,000 this year?
That silver to gold ratio is I believe, in my view, is more of a historic number. It was a ratio in which our currency was to be based, a 16 to 1. And I know a lot of people use that ratio in order to make a gesture for one product to be better than another, a better rise in price. I look at fundamentals, and I don't look at charts. Can't follow charts and rig markets. I mean, to me, they're worthless. I look at the fundamentals of each gold and silver. People will ask me, is gold better than silver? Is silver better than gold? No. They each have their fundamental, and that's how you buy them. And if you buy them in that way, you can never go wrong. So I don't believe in the ratio. It was to me, it's a historic number. And I find anything could happen. You could have gold break 1,000. I think it's unlikely. I think our economy is too severe. Our currency, if you want to look at bubbles, you can look at the dollar. I think the dollar is in a bubble. You have the bond market that's in a bubble. There's far other bubbles here and around the world than gold. So I think the fundamentals for gold will back it, and we just have to wait and see and hope we can build some sort of a bottom here at these levels. But I think it's highly unlikely that you would see it break 1,000.
Okay, Bruce, anything
Thanks
else?
Thanks a lot. Well, I just, I know it's not due to the economy that gold is going down. There was some kind of hanky-panky going on here
Absolutely.
Last week. That's the only explanation
Hanky-panky is a pretty good description.
All right.
Okay, thanks so
Bye-bye.
Much. Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And for right now, of course, suddenly there is a relative shortage of silver as far as because so much of it's being used in industry, and electronics is using an awful lot of silver. And basically, of course, one of these days, I think these prices will actually have to find their true relationship. Basically, we saw, maybe it was when the Hunts, the Bunker Hunt and his brother, manipulated the price of silver, and I forgot when that was. That was sometime probably in the 70s, and maybe it was in the 1980s, I'm not sure, but basically...
Late 70s or 80s. Uh-huh.
Right, and they really ran. They ran the price of silver up to $50 an ounce. And then, of course, but basically the people on the other side said, we're going to get the Hunts. And they manipulated the price of gold, of silver down, and they wouldn't let the Hunts sell their silver. And basically they got into real problems. I don't know how many billions of dollars that they lost. But it was all manipulation to get the Hunts, and they were able to do it. They violate the laws all the time, but these people make the laws, ladies and gentlemen. They're above the law because they're part of what I call the Brotherhood, or the Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Melody, do you think that it'll be probably sometime the end of next week or the week after that when certainly gold and silver will begin coming back up again? Or are you willing to hazard a guess?
In these types of markets, when you have that type of pressure, I think if we have expirations next week, and again, I don't recall the exact date, you might see a little more pressure taken off of gold. I think they're going to push it as hard as it can go until that. They're going to ride it and try to break it. And then I think afterwards, I think you'll see it settle out. And I do think they'll take they'll take the other side of the trade because they know it's going back up. So I'm not sure what we can expect. There's a lot of predictions that gold by the end of the year is going to be back up to $1,600, $1,700, $1,800. So I think this is temporary. And, yeah, it feels like the wind gets kicked out of us. For those of us who believe in gold and a lot of clients who hold it and have bought it. But on the other hand, a lot of people are taking advantages of these lower prices. And this is one time you can't let them win. And by not letting them win is by not selling your gold. And you have to stay on your plan, have a plan, and you accumulate. Because I truly do believe there. What other options do you have? You sell your gold, what are you going to do? Put it in the stock market? You're going to put it in bonds? You're going to put it in currencies? You're going to put it in oil? I mean, there really isn't any safe place to put it. Everything carries a risk. And I think you have to view all these investments of their degree of risk. And I still believe gold carries the least amount of risk in the times in which we live. I mean, I saw where... The Treasury Secretary, Jacob Lew, he had some sort of a meeting, and he was calling on the European leaders. And what he's telling them, he says, you know, don't worry about austerity. He says you need to do something in order to create growth. That he's telling them to print money. You throw money at your problems, like what we do over here. And what I thought it was interesting, he says... we have no disagreement that many countries need to get their fiscal house in order. He says the difference we have is in timing and balance. And that's all they have is timing and balance. So that tells me just how close they are. That I believe they're losing control and how close we are to something very severe happening. Timing and balance. Those are interesting words to use.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom, and I would point out that I've been at this for 50 years now, following the gold and silver markets. I've never seen anything like we're seeing unfolding today. And basically, of course, we went through the crisis back in 1980, and of course, they had runaway inflation at that time. They had to raise the interest rates almost to 20% to stop the inflation from getting out of line, and Paul Volcker, to his credit, they actually did that. But I think the next time the inflation comes, why it's going to be in a situation they're not going to be able to raise the interest rate that high, because if they do, of course, think what the bond prices, think the amount of money that the federal government's going to have to put out when they have a debt of well over $16 trillion. It's almost 16.7, 16.6, 16.7 trillion dollars now, and if they had to actually pay an interest rate of 10 or 15 or 20%, why, it wouldn't be long before the whole house of cards would come down. So, I think we're on the edge of some very, very serious circumstances. Right now, of course, the reason we do not have inflation, despite the fact that the Federal Reserve System is creating almost $1 trillion of new money every year, the reason that we do not have runaway inflation is because simply because the major banks are not certainly lending money out. They have the money, but they're not lending it out. They're depositing with the Fed. And then, of course, the major industries, they are all part of the brotherhood. They are intentionally, in my estimation, creating this economic crisis at this time. The major corporations should be investing, coming up with new research, coming up with new products, and they're not doing that. They're sitting on their money as well. And you can't have inflation unless you have the velocity of money increase. And that means it has to be going from person to person, being spent and then used to purchase products and then reinvested. But they're certainly not suddenly turning money over quickly. The money is simply sitting. It's sitting in bank accounts overseas. Much of the American corporations have moved overseas as long as they don't bring the money back in the United States. Why, of course, certainly they don't have to pay any taxes on it. So they've given the companies an incentive to keep their money overseas rather than bring it home and get our economy moving. I believe this whole thing is manipulated because there's a timetable and there's a small group that runs not only the economy and the banks of the United States, but the economy of the world, and they're all working in concert and they're working on that timetable. The ultimate goal is a one-world government, a one-world economic system, a one-world religion, that means the destruction of Christianity, and installing their world leader. When you understand that, you can see all of these things coming together at this time. It's certainly not by coincidence that the Pope, Pope Benedict, resigned. The first time a pope had resigned in 600 years, he brought in, the man who replaced him is a Jesuit, the first Jesuit pope that we've ever had in the history of the Catholic Church. This Jesuit pope is trying to unite all the religions of the world. And he says, you know, actually, the Muslims and the Christians all worship the same God. I don't know what Bible certainly Pope Francis is reading, but we do not worship the God of the Muslims, and the Muslims don't worship the Christian God. So why is he making statements that are simply not true? It is all about this move towards a one-world religion. I think things are moving at a tremendous pace, don't you, Melody?
They certainly are, and I'm sure they'll even speed up. I'm sure it'll when it unravels, we'll wake up to a whole different world, and I just hope everyone is prepared.
Well, I hope so, too. That's our job. One more time, get out your telephone number or get out your website, and then we're going to let you get back to bed because Melody's on the East Coast. She's tired, and it was a real yeoman to be on the program tonight. Go ahead, Sydney. How can people get in touch with you?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Our website is dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com.
And, of course, you want to sign up for the email, won't you?
Yes, sign up for our newsletter. It comes out once a week. We combine forces with Apothecary Herbs, so we do a health and wealth issue. And, of course, our daily program.
Good night, Melody. We'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you, Dr.
Good night. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Let us all be grateful.
play?
No.
Wide with hope, God bless America, my home.
Right, Pop? Right, son.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you, and if you're not, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. We would point out, of course, we sell a number of products. We certainly, this is to help support our ministry, and that would include our health products. We have a line of spices. We have the Berkey water filters. We have the Miracle 2 soap products, all of which we use ourselves, and we think they're great. But you can certainly need to get our various tape sets, our CD sets, our DVDs, the books we have, all sorts of fascinating books which will help you better to understand what's going on in the world today. And of course, if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and then you get our four best CDs or tapes of the month, you get our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you're helping us maintain our network of over 50 stations across America that are heard not only in America, but they're heard throughout the world. And the other evening, we had a gentleman calling from Ecuador who listens to our programs regularly. We know we have people in Scandinavia, certainly in Switzerland, in Japan, certainly in New Zealand, in Australia. We have a wonderful opportunity to reach people throughout the world through the miracle of the Internet. So basically, of course, what we're trying to get people to understand that there really are powerful spirits or forces working behind the scenes intent upon bringing about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion. And that includes the destruction of Christianity, and that, of course, certainly the one-world ruler will be the Antichrist. And this is the ultimate goal of what's going on. And unless you can begin to correlate what's happening politically and culturally together today with what's happening prophetically, because I believe we are seeing the fulfillment of the ancient prophecies for centuries past. And this is not happening by accident. It's happening by design. So many of the things going on today just don't make sense. Unless you understand, we're seeing the fulfillment of ancient prophecies. And certainly the fact that Israel has returned to the homeland, and people point out, well, a lot of the people there certainly are not true Jews. Many of them are atheists. They may have Jewish backgrounds, but they don't believe in the God of the Old Testament. And that's absolutely true. But I believe God has placed them there for a specific time. At this time in history, remember, no other nation has ever constituted itself. Did the Hittites ever constitute themselves? Did the Ephesians ever reconstitute themselves? The only nation that has ever been reconstituted in all of history is Israel. Why? Because it was prophesied that in the end times Israel would be there. And I think we're seeing the fulfillment of the ancient prophecies today. And suddenly it's prophesied that the language of this reconstituted Israel would be Hebrew. Hebrew was a language that had been forgotten. It's only recently come back again. And of course, they talk about how the currency would be the shekel, and basically everything is being done in preparation for rebuilding the temple on Temple Mount. How are they going to do that with the Arabs there? And of course, ask the Jewish scholars, and they will tell you that's up to God. And I think that's really so important. We have to understand that a lot of things we cannot understand today. And, you know, but this is really up to God. I have people writing to me and saying, look, how can you believe in a God, you know, a righteous God, who would actually want to have a hell where people would spend their eternity? That just is not right. How would a righteous God want to do that? My answer is, I don't know. There are a lot of things I don't understand, but I'm not certainly intelligent enough to judge the God who created the heavens and the earth, who has a different set of values than I do. This is the man that we are to worship. And if you'll join us in that, if you're not a Christian, we do hope that many of you out there will give serious considerations to the story of the gospel and the fact that we are living in prophetic times, that Christ lived and died for mankind, and that you can be forgiven of your sins by simply paying allegiance to him. We ask you, of course, you pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow evening at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, wanting to continue to figure it out, and doesn't it get more interesting as the days go on? It is the 17th of April. It is Wednesday, 2013. You're in the right place. That is, if you don't accept the media pablum, if you are not sitting there listening to all the tragic stories about how the bones extruded from the skin over and over and over again, how it was a massacre. In fact, they've placed it on television, the Boston Massacre, they're calling it, and it's all about the gory details. Now, I know that this is tragic. Believe me, I know from working in an emergency room, and I know from working in disasters or seeing not this level of carnage, but I can tell you, yes, it is horrible. It is absolutely unbelievable. But it's all about making you afraid. Yesterday, two airlines posted they had events and they had to cancel flights. American Airlines was one that canceled their flights due to a reservation glitch. So you have people